Exodus 24:10. They saw God. I want to talk to you about the glory of God. In the book of Exodus chapter 24, we see Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel on the mountain with God. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity." Do you know what has been placed on my heart lately? That is to see God in similar manifestations that we read about in the Bible. After all, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He shows no partiality. My heart's cry as of late is, God, come be the God that I've read about. Show me your glory, and also prepare me to handle your glory. Let's look at some of the physical manifestations of God found throughout Scripture. In verse 16, the Bible says, "Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud." Sometimes God may manifest in a cloud. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, when King Solomon brings the ark into the temple, we see the Lord manifest his holy presence in the form of a cloud. Verses 13 through 14 say, "Indeed it came to pass, when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets, and cymbals, and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God." Thus we see God manifesting his holy presence through clouds. We also see God manifesting his glory in the form of fire. Please turn back to Exodus chapter 24, verse 17. The Bible says, "The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel." Recall, it was a pillar of fire that led the children of Israel by night, cloud by day, fire by night. Let's look at some more physical manifestations of the Lord through fire. In one of my favorite stories throughout the entire Bible, there in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 through 40, we see Elijah's victory at Mount Carmel. In verses 37 through 38, the Bible says, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench." In Acts chapter 2, we see the appearance of tongues of fire descending upon the people. In verses 3 through 4, the Bible says, "Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." What's my point of asking for these physical manifestations of the glory of the Lord? Simply this, not that we need to see in order to believe, but when God begins to release his glory through physical manifestations, I believe we will grow with great boldness to be able to release God's glory into the lives of other people, which will ultimately lead them to salvation in Jesus Christ. Think about it. If God manifested to us like he did to Elijah there in 1 Kings chapter 18, we would walk in a whole new level of boldness. Please repeat after me as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please prepare me to see your physical manifestations of your glory. May you release your glory through me so that others may come to know you as Lord and Savior. Please help me to steward your holy presence. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.